Bedtime Bites presents The Pixie Who Painted the Stars. In a magical forest, where the trees whispered secrets and fireflies danced in the air, there lived a tiny pixie named Gus. Gus was different from the other pixies. While they spent their days collecting dewdrops and riding on butterfly wings, Gus loved to paint. Every morning, Gus would wake up early, grab his paintbrush made from a dandelion stem, and set out to find new things to paint. He painted ladybugs with polka dots, gave stripes to bumblebees, and even added spots to the mushrooms that grew near the old oak tree. One day, as Gus was painting a rainbow on a spider's web, he heard a soft, sad sigh coming from above. He looked up and saw the moon, looking pale and lonely in the daytime sky. "What's wrong, Moon?" Gus asked, fluttering up to meet his celestial friend. The moon replied, "Oh, Gus, I'm feeling rather dull. Every night I shine alone in the dark sky. I wish I had some company." Gus thought for a moment, then his eyes lit up with an idea. "I know. I'll paint you some friends to keep you company at night." Excited by his new project, Gus flew back to his home in a hollow acorn and began mixing his brightest colors. He added a sprinkle of fairy dust to make them sparkle and glow. That night, when the moon rose, Gus was ready. He flew up into the sky with his magical paints and his trusty dandelion brush. With swift, delicate strokes, Gus began to paint tiny dots all across the night sky. He painted clusters of stars, the animals, a big bear, a little dog, and even a swan. He created patterns of stars that resembled objects, a bright hunter's bow and a beautiful lyre, and a beautiful lyre. As Gus painted, the moon began to smile. The stars twinkled and shimmered, filling the night sky with a soft magical light. Just before dawn, Gus put the finishing touches on his masterpiece. He had painted thousands of stars, each one unique and special. The moon beamed with joy, no longer feeling lonely. "Thank you, Gus," the moon said. "Now I have so many friends to talk to each night." Gus smiled, proud of his work. But as the sun began to rise, he realized he had a problem. How would he get back down to the forest? He had flown so high and for so long that his pixie wings were too tired to carry him home. Just then, a shooting star zoomed past. Gus called out, "Excuse me, shooting star. Could you help me get back to the forest?" The shooting star slowed down and circled back. "Hop on," it said. "I'd be happy to give you a ride. After all, you've made the night sky so beautiful." Gus climbed aboard the shooting star and they zipped across the sky. As they flew, Gus saw all the constellations he had created, twinkling like a grand celestial painting. When they reached the forest, the shooting star gently dropped Gus off on a soft bed of moss. "Thank you for the ride," Gus called as the star zoomed back into the sky. From that night on, every creature in the forest would look up at the night sky in wonder. They marveled at the beautiful stars and tried to find pictures in the constellations. And though none of them knew it was Gus who had painted the stars, the little pixie didn't mind. He was just happy to have brought joy to the moon and beauty to the night. As for Gus, he continued to paint during the day, adding color and magic to the forest. But every now and then, he would take his special glowing paints and fly up to touch up his nighttime masterpiece, adding a new star here and there. And so, the next time you look up at the night sky and see the stars twinkling brightly, remember the tale of Gus, the pixie who painted the stars, and know that even the smallest among us can create something truly magnificent.